Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, return to the mic, I should say, as it's been Josie the last couple of weeks, but you're going to talk to us today about record keeping.
That's right. So we wrapped up all of our county fairs, and it was a great summer with our 4-H'ers. As I speak often on my radio spot, it brings me a lot of joy to see my 4-H'ers and their projects and all of their hard work. And one thing I love about my job that brings me extra joy is just watching them grow from when they're 8 years old to when they're 18 and just the growth that has happened over those years. And so it's always fun to see our new babies, and I shed a tear for my seniors that are leaving. I grow quite fond of them with all the years that they spend in our program and the families that will be leaving. But it was a great summer. We had just a lot of fun, and it's time to head back to school, which is crazy. I know summer always goes by so fast, so I wish all my 4-H'ers out there the best of luck as they head back to their classes and their studies there in each of their communities. But I just wanted to remind them that now once fair is over, and we're starting to think about state fair, something else that you need to be thinking about as the 4-H year wraps up is record books. This is, I always say, no one loves to keep records. Some people thrive off of it, Blake, but not a ton of people. But I think this is an excellent skill to have our children reflect on. One thing that it does right off the bat, hopefully you sat down in the winter and set some goals. And one thing that you can do is then reflect on those goals. And studies show how vital that is for children to be able to reflect on what they did over the course of a year or the course of their project within that project year. And then think forward about what they liked, what they didn't like. Do they want to do this next year? Asking those really reflective questions is great skill building for our children and our youth. Then it goes into just the record keeping of the project, which I think, again, is a vital skill to teach our children. It goes into the finances. What was the cost of this project? What did I profit anything from it? It goes over just like, it gets into the weeds as far as what they actually learned. It gets them to reflect and think about what they actually learned throughout the course of the year. We know for new families this could be kind of a daunting task, so we are here to help you proceed in this. For our families that have been in a while, I think they have begun to kind of understand them, but again, we are here to help you walk through the record book process. Hopefully clubs, I'm encouraging clubs to do workshops on it, and hopefully they do a little pre-work on the record book part of it all within the club level. They are due to the office September 17th, so that is coming up very fast. And our seniors actually have the opportunity to compete at a state level with these record books and actually win a national trip. So if you are at that senior level and really want to fine-tune your record book skills, please seek out our help at the office. We are here to help you have that experience. And I will tell you, again, there's a part that's called the permanent record, and that's just sitting down and taking a note of all the different activities you did within the 4-H year, how many meetings you attended, how many community service hours you did, how many talks you did. And I hear time and time again from our senior parents that those were crucial to when they sat down their senior year to do scholarships. They had all of that logged and were able to reflect on that instead of having to recall from years of memory, what did we do in the year 2020? So again, we get to do it. It's a vital skill to teach our youth, so I encourage our families to do it. I know sometimes it can be a daunting task, though. So we are here to help, and let us know what we can do to reach out to the office, and we're happy to help you fill out your record books this fall. They are due September 17th back in the office.
Sounds like another vital, important thing that has to get done. Not one that anybody wants to get done, but necessary to get done.
Yes, yes.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Franny Eastwood.